Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet, and we're going to offer an introduction to a sugya that'll take us from daf Yud Dalet till the end of the perek, Rav Chanina Skan Kohanim, which is a sugya of Taros. First, we have to know that there's something called Avi Avos HaTumah, and that has specific application to a sugya in the case of a tamei mess and the mess itself. Then we have something called an avatuma, and that's the case of someone who's nogea the mess, and he has the status of an avatuma. An avatuma could also apply to an animal that died, for example, the nevela of a behemo, or for example, a sheretz. Then we go down to someone who's nogea by avatuma. He becomes a rishon letuma, which is also known as a vladatuma. Then we go down another madrega with regard to Ochlin u'mashkin. If they have contact with the Rishon Lutuma, then they become a Sheni Lutuma. These Ochlin u'mashkin that touched a Rishon Lutuma become a Sheni Lutuma, and then Truma and Kodshim have the madrega of an extra Tuma, which is a Shlishi Lutuma. So a Sheni Lutuma that comes in contact with Truma makes the Truma apostle, and that becomes a Shlishi. In the case of Kodshim, it could become a Revi'i Lutuma, not in Truma, but in Kodshim. Now, there's an additional Chumrah that applies to both Truma and Kodshim vis-a-vis Chulin, and that is, as far as Chulin is concerned, a person who's Tomei, and he was Tovel, he has the status of a Tful Yom, and a Tful Yom after Tvila has a very special status vis-a-vis Truma and Kodshim. And until Harev Shemesh, he, the Tful Yom, even though he's already gone to Mikvah, is not completely tar, and as far as Truma and Kodshim is concerned, he passels Truma and Kodshim with his Maga. And that's because a Tful Yom has the status of a Sheni Lutuma. And a Sheni Lutuma, as we said before, could be Posel Truma and Metame Kodshim. Now, as far as Truma is concerned, the Torah says in Bamidbar Yudches, Vaydaber Hashem el Aaron, Vani hinini nasati luchos mishmeres Trumosai. And the Gemara derives from this that we have to be Shomer Truma Betara. We're not allowed to be Metame Truma. That's prohibited. So again, we have to be very careful about Truma. We have to guard the Truma and make sure that it's not Makabel Tuma. Now, our Mishnah is addressing the case of adding Tumah to Tumah. Something's already Tumah. For example, let's say you have Truma or Kodshim that's already been contaminated with Tumah. And now the question is, can you upgrade the level of Tumah? And that becomes a specific issue with regard to Sreifas Chometz on Erev Pesach. You can have Truma Tahora, but it's Chometz. It has to be destroyed on Erev Pesach. And if you destroy it together with Truma Tmeya at one time, then the Truma Tmeya will now be Posel and Metame the Truma Tahora, and that's something that's normally us. And now we start our Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer Mimehem Shel Kohanim. He was a Skan Kohanim. He wasn't a Kohen Gadol, but he was second in command to a Kohen Gadol, and he could testify about what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. And his testimony is that the Kohanim used to burn the Basar Kodshim Shenitmu, Lo Nimnu Milisof Es HaBasar Shenitma BeVladatuma. So if you recall, we said that a Vladatuma is otherwise known as a Rishon Latuma, had contact with an Avatuma. And now, what we have is a Basar Kodesh situation of a Karban that became Tomei because of its contact with an Avatuma. in that sense, the status of the basar now is a rishon l'tumah. It is a vlad hatumah, otherwise known as a rishon l'tumah. Now he's burning it together with basar that was nitma bi'av hatumah, which means that that basar is a rishon l'tumah. So the first basar is a vlad hatumah, and the second basar, which was nitma bi'av hatumah, is also a rishon l'tumah. So where is the chiddush here in Rab Chanina Skan Kohanim? The Mishnah itself says, "Afal pi shemosifim bekach tum aso al tum aso." Now the answer is that the first basar was nitma as a result of maga be vlada tumah, which means that it came in contact with the rishon l'tumah, and therefore became a sheni l'tumah. Now you're going to burn it together with something that was Nogea bi'av hatumah, therefore has the status of a rishon l'tumah. The first basar, as we said before, was nitma bi'vlad hatumah. It became a sheni l'tumah. Now you're taking a sheni l'tumah and you are mixing it together with a maga situation with a rishon l'tumah. And nobody paid any attention. The fact that you took a sheni l'tumah, put it together with a rishon l'tumah, that was perfectly acceptable. Hosif Rabbi Akiva v'Omer, Rabbi Akiva is going to testify with another chiddush that goes even more, it's even more far-reaching than the first chiddush, and that is Mimeim shel Kohanim lo nimnu milahadlik es hashemen shenifsal b'tful yom b'ner shenitma b'tamimes. What's the scenario now? You have a tful yom. We said that a tful yom has the status of a sheni l'tumah because he's already removed his tumah basically through tvila. He needs erev shemesh. And if he comes in contact with ochlin u'mashkin, he makes them into a shlishi l'tumah. But what that means in the case, it is only relevant to truma. Truma or kodshim truma becomes a shlishi l'tumah. So now he has a shlishi l'tumah, and otherwise known as a psul truma, because a shlishi and truma cannot be metame anything else. They can't convey tumah, therefore it's called psul, not tame. That's a technical language, the terminology. And now he takes this shlishi l'tumah, which is truma shemen shenifsal b'magot fulyom, and he pours this shemen into a ner. We'll have a whole discussion about this ner, whether it's a metal receptacle or it is kli cheres, it's made of earthenware. But the status of this ner is a tuma chamura. Why? Because this ner came in contact with a tamei mes. Now, a tful yom that came in contact with the shemen shel truma, that makes it into a shlishi. However, the ner itself, shenitma b'tomei mes, that has a higher level of tuma. Why? Because anything that was nitma b'tomei mes, the tomei mes itself is, let's say, aviavos hatuma, if it's the mes itself, and now the ner itself is tomei. And what's its status now? Since it came in contact with someone who came in contact with a mess, that person was an avatuma, and the ner itself now becomes a rishon l'tuma. The shemen is a shlishi l'tuma. So now you're adding a shlishi together with a rishon. That's different than the case we had in Rab Chanina Skan HaKohanim, because his case was that you combined a rishon l'tumah with a sheni l'tumah. Now we're combining a rishon l'tumah with a shlishi l'tumah. And yet, Rabbi Meir says that was the common day practice. They were not concerned about this. They were not inhibited. And the general underlying principle here in both Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim and in Rabbi Akiva is that once the shemen is posel, it's tameh, it doesn't make any difference what darga, what level of tumah it's at. and to increase and upgrade the level of Tumah is not a violation of the Asu Mishmeres L'Trumosai, of Shmiras Truma, because the Truma from the get-go is designated for Sreifa. You're going to burn it, it's already Tameh. Whether it's a Shlishi, a Sheni, it doesn't matter. The only thing is that Rabbi Akiva, in his testimony, he sort of adds another extension here. Not only is there a heter, are you permitted to combine a Rishon Letumah with a Sheni Letumah, but you could also combine a Rishon Letumah with a Shlishi Letumah. If in Rav Chanina's Gan Kohanim's context, you are burning a Rishon Letumah with a Sheni Letumah, what are you worried about? When the Rishon Letumah comes in contact with the Sheni Letumah, it could only generate the status of a Sheni Letumah. And in fact, the Basa Shenitma Vevlada Tumah is already a Sheni Letumah. So in what sense have you upgraded the Tumah? That's a question. Now comes Rabbi Akiva's testimony, and he's talking about a case of Shemen Shel Truma, which was Nitma B'Tful Yom, with a Mag of Tful Yom, and that makes the Shemen into a Shlishi. And he puts the Shemen into a Ner, and he wants to use it as his fuel for a Ner. The Ner itself, this receptacle that is holding on to the oil, and assuming it has a wick in it and you light the oil, the Ner itself came in contact with a Tomei Mes, which means someone who contracted Tumah directly with Maga Mames, which means it went from an Aviavosa Tumah down to an Ava Tumah. And the very moment that the Ner comes in contact with a Tomei Mes is Metamei Adam Vekelim, now this Kli called the Ner contracted the status of a Rishon Letumah. Now you're burning it together with Shemen that came in contact with a Tful Yom, who's a Sheni Letumah, therefore the Shemen became a Shlishi Letumah. Now you're combining a Rishon Letumah and burning it together with a Shlishi Letumah. That's the Tosefes, that's the addition of Rabbi Akiva. And now the question that we asked early on, Rav Chanina Sgan Kohanim, is no longer a kasha, because clearly when you combine the Rishon Letumah with a Shlishi Letumah, now you have intensified the darga of Tumah, because now the Shlishi becomes a Sheni Letumah. And a Sheni Letumah, in the case of Truma, has the power to convey Tumah to a Shlishi Letumah. So really, as long as it was a Shlishi Letumah, it was almost harmless. But now you upgraded it to a Sheni Letumah. Is that not a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai? Because you are now Metame Shemen, that was a Shlishi made into a Sheni. And the answer is, once it's Pusel anyway, and it's Le'ibud Koi, there's not much that you can do with it, making it into a Sheni Letumah has not really impacted on it. So the Iser that's derived from Mishmeres Trumosai does not apply. That is the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the second part of the Mishnah, on the same vein, is going to talk about Erev Pesach, Sreifas Chometz, and the case of Trumas Chometz. Amar Rabbi Meir, Midivreim Lamadnu, and this phrase, Midivreim Lamadnu, is going to occupy our minds for a long time. Exactly, who is Midivreim? But let's assume, as we'll see Rabbi Yochanan later on Daf, Yudalan Ambeis is going to assume that he's referring to Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. From their position, their ruling, we could derive the conclusion that Sarfin Truma Tahora im Chametz Tmeya bePesach, which means you have Chametz Shel Truma and Chametz Shel Truma. One is Truma Tahora, the other is Truma Tmeya. And we're going to combine them together with one Sreifa, and the Truma Tahora is now going to contract Tuma from the Truma Tmeya, because there's going to be a Maga. And since we learned already from Rav Chanina Sgan Kohanim and Rav Akiva that there's no Iser in being Mosif Tuma to Kodshim and Truma that are already Tmeyim, that are Omed L'Sreifa, so too in the case of Truma's Chametz, this Truma is Omed L'Sreifa despite the fact that it's Tahora because of the mitzvah Bir Chametz. And therefore there's no Iser to be goreim tuma, based on the pasuk, the obligation of mishmeres trumosai, in the case of trumas chametz erev Pesach, because that truma, no less than truma tmeya, is holech leibud. So that we're now connecting or creating a parallel between Tuma, you have Truma Tmeya, but it's on one darg of Truma Tmeya. Now we want to intensify its darg. We're allowed to do so. Let's take Rabbi Akiva's case. You're combining a Rishon with a Shlishi, making the Shlishi into a Sheni. And a case of an Iser Truma. In both a Truma Tmeya and a Truma Asura, meaning Chametz on Erev Pesach, what you have is Ibud. You have Lisreifakoi. And the Iser of derived from Mishmeres Trumosai does no longer apply to a case of Truma that's Holech Li'ibud. And therefore, Rabbi Meir makes this leap of faith, and he says, just like in the case of Tuma, we're going to allow this to go on, so too in the case of an Iser Chametz. On Rabbi Yossi turns to Rabbi Meir, and he says, Ein min amida. You don't have a right to make that leap of faith. Your analogy is not correct. However, Rabbi Yossi admits that Modim Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua Shesorfim Zuliatzma Vizuliatzma Vialman Nechliku Al Hatluya Vialatmea Sherebi Eliezer Oser Omer Tisorev Zuliatzma Vizuliatzma Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yisorfu Shtehem Kaachas. Now, in the case of Zuliatzma, then we'll get to the case of Shtein Ki'achas, what we're talking about is Trumas Chametz, but the Truma became Tmea. You have Trumas Chametz Tahora. Says Rabbi Yossi, there's no machlokas about this case between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Both agree that you have to burn Zuliatzma and Zuliatzma, because if you combine them together with one Sreifa, then the Truma Tmeya is going to convey Tuma to the Truma Tahora. We can't take Truma Tahora, be a Dayim, put it into a Sreifa, mix it together in such a way that now we're being Metame Truma Tahora. And in that sense, Rabbi Yossi is rejecting Rabbi Meir, and Chametz Be'er of Pesach is not enough of a Matir to allow you to be Metame Truma. We're not going to say that since it's Asur, this Truma is Asur B'Toras Chametz, therefore we can be Mate the Isa, the normal classic Isa being Metame Truma Tahora. However, there is a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the case of Truma Sofek. We don't know if it did contract Tuma, it did have in contact with Tame, or it did not. That's called Truma Tluya. Tluya means we don't know what to do with it. Now, what happens in the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? We have Truma Tmeya, and we have Truma, which is Tluya. So Tluya means Sofek Tmeya, Sofek Tahora. And now we have Truma, which is Vadei Tmeya. Can we combine the two? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tisarv Zuliatzma Zuliatzma. Why? Because a Sofik Tumah is not like a Vadei Tumah. So if you take a Sofik Tumah and you intensify and upgrade it to a Vadei Tumah by connecting it with Truma Tmeya, then you have violated the Iser of Mishmeres Trumosai. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer requires that you burn Truma Tmeya separately from Sofek Truma Tmeya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yisarfu Shteyem Ka'achas. Rabbi Yeshua has no compunctions about taking the Truma Tahora and burning it together with Truma Tmeya when both are Chametz and it's Erev Pesach. And it's all holech li'ibud. And therefore, there's no issue of Mishmeres Trumosai. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakama,
Tisarif Zuliatzma Vizuliatzma, because we don't want the Truma Tahora to become Truma Tmeya, even though it's all Chametz and it's all Holech Le'ibud. So let's see the Gemara itself now. The Gemara says, Michdi, let's analyze this. Basar Shenitma Bevlada Tuma, Mai Havi Sheni. What's the status of Basar that came in contact with a Tful Yom, who's a Sheni Lituma, and he has the status of a Vlada Tuma? Is it becomes a Sheni Lituma. So then, what's the issue over here? My Havi, Sheni, Kisarifle, Bahari Basar, Shinitma, the Avatuma. We have Basar now that came in contact with an Avatuma. And we want to burn it together with Basar that was Nitma Bi Rishon Lutuma, which became a Sheni Lutuma. So the Gemara says, my Havi, Sheni. If you have a person who came in contact with the dead, with a corpse, and he became an Avatuma, he's Mitame Kalim, and makes them into a Rishon Lutuma. So the Gemara is asking, what's going to happen if you mix a Rishon Lutuma with a Sheni Lutuma? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Shenihu. Is ma mosiflo tuma al tum oso iko? What does the Mishnah mean when it says that there is a tosefes tuma? Where is the tosefes tuma? So basar shenitma bevlada tuma is a sheni lutuma. Because a Vlada Tuma is a Rishon that makes a Sheni, and the Basar that was Nitma Bi'ava Tuma is a Rishon Lutuma. So now, what's going to happen? You're going to burn it together, and as a result of the connection between the Rishon Lutuma and the contact with a Sheni Lutuma, you're going to make the Sheni into what? Into a Sheni Lutuma. But it was a Sheni Lutuma, so where's the Tosefes Tuma by burning them together? Om Rabbi Yehuda Hocha Bevlad Vavladaskina. We're talking not about a Sheni Lutuma, but rather a Shlishi Lutuma, which means that the Basar came in contact with a Sheni Lutuma, which is a Vlad de Vladatuma, and now you are burning it together with with Basar Shenitma Bi'avatuma, which has the status of a Rishon Lutuma. Now you're burning a Rishon Lutuma with a Shlishi Lutuma, upgrading and intensifying the level of Tuma of the Shlishi to that of a Sheni Lutuma. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What was the case that you're dealing with, that there was a Tuma in the Basar and it became a Rishon, and now it's being Metame, the Basar, which is a Shlishi, and making it into a Sheni Vaha, Ein Ochel Metame Ochel. We have a principle that Ochel could not be Metame Ochel. And therefore, if you're talking about a case of Basar of Kodesh, we're talking about Ochel. And now, the Ochel is going to contract Tuma from Ochel. We have a principle of Ein Ochel Metame Ochel. The sign we learned in the Braisa, Yochel Ye Ochel Metame Ochel, Tamid Lomar. We derive from a pasuk in the parash of Tuma Sheretz. In Vayikra Yud Aleph, it says, V'chi Yutan Mayim Al Zora V'Naval Tomehu, and the phrase Tomehu indicates that Hu, meaning the Zera, which is an Ochel, is Tome, and Tomehu, who is a mute. So we have Ochel that came in contact with an Avelas Sheretz, that's what happened. And now we're saying Tomehu, this Machel that came in contact with a nevela is tame, but ein osekayotze be tame. But it cannot transfer tuma and be metame other ochlin. So the Torah is saying tame who this ochel contracted tuma by virtue of its contact with an avela, which is an avatuma, but the ochel cannot pass on. Ochel hu, it became tummy, but it cannot transmit tuma to other ochlin. However, we have to add another point over here, which is going to become very relevant later in the sugya, and that is that ochel can be metame. I'm sorry, even though ochel cannot be metame ochel, but mashke, a liquid, can be metame and ochel. And when we have this drasha of tame hu tame vieno ose kayotze ben tame, that's only in a case of ochlin, not in a case of mashke. Because zera is an ochel and not a mashke. And of course, he writes here that mashke eino metame mashke ela ochel. So a mashke can be metame ochel. It cannot be metame mashke. An ochel cannot even be metame ochel. At least a mashke can be metame ochel. So once again, how are we meant to understand in Rabbi Chanina's frame of reference that you combine two basars, which is ochel with ochel, one ochel is a rishon, the other is a shlishi, and you are upgrading the tumah, the level of tumah, when ochel doesn't have the power to be metame ochel. So the Gemara says, Hanicha le'abaye, diomar lo shanu ela b'chulin ava b'truma b'kodshim ose kayotzi b'zeh. We can work this out beautifully according to Abaye, because Abaye is of the opinion that although ochel is not metame ochel, meaning chulin, but it is metame truma and kodshim. Or, says the Gemara, l'shitas rabbi ad barav mishmei derava nami, we could also work out the Mishnah, di amar lo shanu ela chulin utruma, aval bekodshim ose kayotzi bazen, which means that at least as far as kodshim is concerned, Ochel can convey tuma to other ochlin as far as kodshim. He's not going to go as far as Abayis went, in other words, to be metame truma, but it can be metame kodshim. And that means that here in our Mishnah, we're talking about basar truma. Well, basar can't be truma, but it's got to be basar kodshim. And if it's basar of kodshim from the karbanos, then both Abaye and Rav Ada bar Av will agree that ochel is metame ochel. That this basar kodesh, because it has the status of kodshim, it can be mekabel tumah from ochel. That's a special din in, again, either in truma and kodshim, or at least with regard to kodshim. So therefore, Rav Ada bar Av says that the Braisa, when it says that there is an exception to the rule, and ochel can be metame ochel, it indicates that that's true for kodshim. Although, with regard to chulin and truma, ochel of a tame cannot be metame ochel. It's only in the case of kodshim. Shapir. So now we can learn that Mishnah, and the reason why you could burn a shlishi with a rishon is because the shlishi is already tame. And if that be the case, then our Mishnah is talking about basar kodshim, and it's perfectly legitimate to say that in the case of basar kodshim, there is a problem of ochel being metame ochel. So the basar, that's a rishon letuma, being metame basar, which is ochel to ochel, of a shlishi letuma, is a tosefes tuma. And that's only because one of the two basars, the recipient, meaning the lower darga of tumah, is the shady tumah, happens to be kodshim. It's basar kodshim. So at this point, the Gemara is saying that we do understand Rabbi Chanina ben Iskan Konim's testimony because we're talking about Basar and Basar of Kodshim, and both Abai and Rav Avinu bar Rava agree that in Kodshim Ochel is Metami Ochlin. El Ravina Mishmei de Rava, Dioma Mikra Mole Dibra Kosuv, Veloshna Chulin, Veloshna Truma, Loshna Kodshim, is Eno Osek Hayotziba, according to the Shita Ravina, in the name of Rava, where the Torah excludes Ochel from that phrase that we mentioned earlier, Tamei Hu, V'yena Ochel Metamei Ochel, that's an absolute rule, straight across the board. Ochel cannot be Metamei Ochel, even in a case of Truma, even in a case of Kodshim. Is Eino Ose Kayotzebo. It cannot be Metamei anything, anybody else. Again, Ochel cannot be Metamei any Ochlet, even if the Ochel that is a recipient of this Maga is Truma or Kodshim, because it's an absolute rule, Loshna Chulin, Loshna Truma, Loshna Kodshim. Hachamayaskina, the Gemara answers, the Ika Mashkin Bahadei, that the Basar that came in contact with an Avatuma has Mashke on top of it, some sort of beverage, and Nitmu Amashkim Yachad Imo Venasu Rishonim Lituma. So now that the Mashkim together with the Basar was Nitmes, then the halacha is that it becomes a Rishon Lituma. And when we're burning the Basar, and there's still Mashkin on top of the Basar, and those Mashkin and Ogea, they come in contact with the Basar, Hashlishi Lituma Shenisraf Imo, Dikometame Machmas Mashkin. So just read to you the translation. He says that at the time Bishoshanoga Biavatuma, when this Basar came in contact with an Avatuma, like a person who was Nogea Bemes, and they were Mashkin Olav, is Nitmu Amashkim Yachanim Abasar Venasu Rishon Lituma. Now the Mashkin became a Rishon Lituma. When you're burning it together with Basar, and there's still Mashkin Olav, Nogim Amashkim Basar Shlishi, Venimtsa Kamitame Machmas Mashkin. You're taking the Basar that's a Shlishi, you're causing a contact with Mashkin that have the status of a Rishon Lituma, now you're making the Shlishi Lituma, that Basar, into a Sheni Lituma, so you're being Mosif Tuma al Tuma. So Gemara asks, Hachi, hi, the Mishnah's language, which says in Rav Chanina Skanko, lo nimnu li mi lisrof es habosa shenitma bevlad atuma, im bosa shenitma bi avatuma. What does the Mishnah mean when it mentions that the bosa was connected to bosa and combined together for sreifa? It should have said im bosa u mashkim bi boile. The main thrust here is because there are mashkim that were nitmu bi avatuma, became a rishon lituma, and they can convey to an ochel, in this case basar, the status of a sheni lituma. But where's the word mashke here? It's ikar chosu bin ha-sefer. So therefore, the Gemara now backtracks and offers another answer, an alternative. Elenehi di ein ochel mitame ochel midoraisa midorabonim miu mitame. The Rabbanim made a gzera, and they said that ochel can be mitame ochel. And our Mishnah wants to teach us that you're allowed to be soreif the basa that's a shlishi together with basa that's a rishon, even though ochel metame ochel, and he's being mosif tumah mid rabbanon, and he's making the ochel into a sheni lutum from a shlishi to a sheni. Nevertheless, that is permitted. So b'li neder, we will get back to this discussion a little bit later.